For many of us, the pandemic has meant staying inside as much as possible. We've switched to ordering groceries online. We work from home. We have movie nights and hang out with friends online. Out of necessity, we've transitioned our entire lives to the internet. But many experts now believe that 2022 could be the end of the pandemic, at least as a global status, with the virus being downgraded to an endemic, like the flu or cold. Annoying when you get it, but not necessarily life-threatening. So, what happens when a world that has transitioned online suddenly needs to start thinking about going outside again? The answer to that question and more in today's show. Stay tuned. Stay tuned.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
So before we get into today's episode, I just want to let you know about a free resource I created for you. It's an app. It's a free app called Upward. It's designed to help you build healthy habits this year and actually stick with them. So whether you want to get into journaling because you want to develop a more positive mindset, or meditation because you want to have better control over your emotions, or you just want to exercise more or eat healthier or drink more water or whatever your habit is, you can download the app for free right now in the App Store. Pick the habit, request a partner, and be paired with another person for 21 days. Over those 21 days, you'll support each other. You can see each other's status for the day. You can check in with each other, celebrate your wins, share your struggles, and ultimately build a community for yourself of other people trying to improve their lives. Download the app now by searching Upward Habits in the App Store or clicking the link in the description of this episode. And if you're on Android, don't worry, it's coming soon. I'm just waiting for approvals from the Play Store. But in the meantime, head over to upward.so and join the email list. Welcome to another episode of Tiny Leaps, Big Changes. My name is Greg Clunas, and in today's show, I want to answer a question from a listener. So this one is coming from Sarah, who is a member of the Discord community. So if you want to ask your own question, or if you just want to join us, head over to tlbc.co/community to learn more. So Sarah's question is about the pandemic. She says, "Recently, I'm struggling with the fact that I'm staying at home and avoiding going outside and traveling. Just before COVID, I started to work remotely, so it's been around 2 years that I'm working completely from home. Now, I'm barely going outside and shop most of my needs online. At first, it made sense due to health concerns, but now I think I'm getting used to it. And if there's no emergency or need to, I really won't go out because I prefer to stay inside. How can I deal with this?" So first of all, thank you for the question, Sarah. I want to remind everyone listening to this that the pandemic is still very much a real thing that we are dealing with. Choosing not to go outside, or rather choosing to stay inside as much as possible, is still a very valid and real response to what's going on. COVID numbers are worse now than they were in the beginning of the pandemic. Now, of course, deaths have gone down. And while most of us who catch COVID may not have real life-threatening circumstances happening, especially if we're vaccinated and potentially even boosted, it's still very much real, and long COVID is still a problem, not to mention the risk of spreading it to people who maybe aren't vaccinated, can't get vaccinated, or are at higher risk for some other reason. So staying indoors is still very much a real response. You really shouldn't be beating yourself up for that. But outside of that, I think the place we need to start is, what is the actual problem? Is it that you're anxious about going outside due to the pandemic and health concerns? Is it that you're anxious about being around people, again, due to the pandemic and health concerns? Or is it that you just don't feel like it, that you aren't craving going outside and you would just rather be at home? Ultimately, I think this is going to come down to a problem of comfort and changing routines. Now, comfort level is important. If your concern is rooted in pandemic anxiety or panxiety, then don't force it. Do what you feel comfortable with. Take the precautions necessary to feel comfortable, no matter how crazy you might feel in doing it, or no matter what others around you are doing. Each person has their comfort level. If your concern, however, is rooted in just not feeling like it, then it may be a routine issue. We have to remember, it's now been 2 years since this whole thing started. It started in 2020. That doesn't even feel like a real year anymore. Somehow we're in 2022 and the last 2 years have just sort of vanished. So it's been a little while. That's a long time for us to build up routines that don't prioritize going outside and don't prioritize being around other people. That's a long time for us to reprogram our habits, again, that don't prioritize being around other people, out of necessity, out of health concerns, out of not understanding, out of a need to. It's been 2 years of that. And so now, as we look ahead with the potential for things to get better going forward, hopefully, fingers crossed, we have to recognize that there is still going to require a shift in our routines and habits. And just like any habit that is hard to break or hard to build, it's going to take time and it's going to take work. We can't expect to spend 2 years living our lives in one way and just wake up one day and switch back to how it was before. That version of ourselves no longer exists. We've now hardwired ourselves to operate in the way that made sense for us during this pandemic. So don't beat yourself up here. There is an issue of rebuilding routines that is just another process, and it just takes practice. And so the first thing I'd recommend, if this is in fact the problem, or as we move forward and things potentially become healthier, for those of you listening who do want to break this routine, the first thing I'd recommend is the title of this show, Tiny Leaps, Big Changes. Break that routine in the smallest ways possible. If your routine has meant not going outside, then you need to start going outside. Now, of course, that's going to be difficult and that's not going to be something you crave for a little while. But start by just sitting outside at a time of day when you normally wouldn't. Stepping outside, checking your mail at a time of day that you normally wouldn't. Do something small to break the pattern. Doing so will open you up to more opportunities. Another way that you can do this is to treat your time outside as exercise. Treating it as, this is my workout. I'm going to go for a walk around the block, and that is my workout for the day. And that gets scheduled, and it gets done because you're doing a workout. It has nothing to do with being outside. You could theoretically work out inside as well, but the specific workout you're choosing requires you to be outside. That'll also break the pattern just slightly enough to open you up to new opportunities. But that's ultimately what it comes down to. Either you're still anxious and fearful in regards to the pandemic, which is a very valid response. And if that's the case, do what you are comfortable with. Or you've just built up the routine over the last few years of not doing it. And if that's the case, if you would otherwise feel comfortable, then it's time to take all of the skills we know about building good habits and about breaking routines and put them to work, because that's what we find ourselves in. We've slowly built up this routine over the last 2 years that does not prioritize being outside or being around people. And now if we want to change that as we move forward, it's going to take time, it's going to take work, just like breaking any other routine that you've tried in the past. Thank you for listening to today's episode. Sarah, I want to thank you for the question. For you listening, if you've got a question, join us in the Discord at tlbc.co/community. I also want to remind you about the app Upward. It is free. It'll help you build healthy habits by pairing you with an accountability partner for 21 days. It's available now on the Apple App Store. Just search Upward Habits or click the link in the description of this episode. Android is coming very soon, just waiting for approval. So thank you again for being here. And remember, mistakes are not final. Failure is a requirement, and all big changes come from the tiny leaps you take.